Okay, I'd like to welcome each and every one of you to this Ambit Energy Business Builder Conference call. My name is Bear Gordon from Austin, Texas. I am an executive consultant with Ambit Energy, and you can be too. Yes, you can. And guys, just like we were talking earlier, you've got to believe it. It's not a situation where, you know, it's impossible. It's absolutely possible, and it's within your control. And I want to share something with you. I had this thought this week, and I posted it on Facebook, and I want to bring it to your attention. Once you identify the desire for a goal, you then need to develop the discipline to do what needs to be done, the drive to be consistent and persistent, and the determination to never give up. Remember, this is a work in progress. Just keep progressing. Yes, you can. We do this call every Sunday evening, 10 o'clock Eastern, 9 o'clock Central, 7 o'clock Pacific time. We do it in Japan on tomorrow. We do it with our friends in Alberta, Canada, and we're glad to have you with us as well. Guys, this is the best way to get your Ambit Energy Week off to a great start. The people that you hear on this call are people that are building the business. They're not just theories. They're not just, somebody that just had a great idea. These are people who actually built their business and sharing with you what they did in the trenches, if you will, to help you build yours. So come to this call every Sunday evening, pen and paper in hand, expecting to hear something that's going to make a difference in your business right now. Now, you hear people on the call talking about simulcast and the big event, Illumination, Power Trip. Guys, these are some of the big events that are coming up in Ambit Energy. You need to be registered for these events. Simulcast, January 12th. You can be there in Hartford, Connecticut. You can be there in the Woodlands, Texas, or you can look at it with a watch party with your friends on your phone, on your computer. Get registered for the event. You know that they're going to have attendee-only bonuses that are going to be worth the registration alone. But the information, the announcements that you're going to get at that event will be worthwhile in building your business. Plan on it. Get your team registered for this event. Make sure that if you're anywhere close to Hartford, Connecticut, and especially if you're close to in the Woodlands, Texas, that you have your faith in the place. And if you can't make it to one of those locations, of course, get online and still be a part of what's going on. Simulcast, January 12th, 2019, go ahead and register. Ambit Power Trip, November 8th through the 10th, Scranton, Pennsylvania. A lot of the different ticket categories are already sold out. Guys, this is going to be a great event. Brian McClure has already said he's not going to be doing too many more, but he has a star-studded lineup of leaders ready on site to train you and help develop you to be the success that you want to be. It's worth the trip. If you can make it to simulcast, be unreasonable. Make it happen. You'll reap the benefit from that. And then you've got other regional events that are coming on. Get to as many events as you can, but most importantly, get your team to those events with you. Now, I want to introduce somebody who knows what it's like to build a big team. This gentleman and his wife, Thompson Leadership Award winners, million-dollar income earners of a big organization, not only in the United States, they're building in Japan as well. Please welcome to the call Mary and Richard Amueto. Mary, Richard, welcome to the call.
Hey, Bear, I appreciate it. Thanks so much. I am on. Mary's going to pop on here in just a minute. She's in Osaka, Japan. I'm here in Frisco, Texas. And right now we're just attacking this from two different fronts, totally two different countries. So, everything that you said about these upcoming events, I mean, whether it's corporate or regional event, your uplines event, whatever it might be, or the market that you're in, maybe your upline's in another state and you're plugged into another local BP, just get plugged into everything that's local and live because, again, I mean, Steve Thompson told us years ago there's no substitute for a live event, and that couldn't be more true. I've seen so many people's businesses shift just by attending an event. They heard something differently for the first time, and they went out and took new action, and naturally they developed new business, new sources of business, and got themselves promoted. So you couldn't be more right on all that, but I do not want to take up a bunch of time. We have been doing our best on this end to really mix up this call to where we're getting a broad range of, you know, incredible consultants that are out there building the business. And our next guest is definitely, she's never been on this call. and she's out there building the business. She's dynamic in so many ways. You know, she's an executive consultant in this business, and she came to this country not knowing this is what she was going to be doing. You know, she's got an incredible background in her own country, and then even coming here in her professional career, over the time since she's been in the country and building in Ambit Energy, she's won a Pure Energy Award. She's in the Comma Club, which is, those of you that don't know what the Comma Club is, it's when you have at least $1,000 a month in residual income. And I promise you, it's more than $1,000 a month that she's got right now in residual income. And she's also married to one of my favorite people, Bobby Ames. So would you guys please help me welcome Maria Gomez. Maria, are you there?
I am here. What an introduction. I can't believe it. Thank you. Thank you for the opportunity, Richard, Bear, and, you know, everybody who is here tonight. I still can't believe it.
Well, it's awesome to have you on the call. You know, Ambit here in America is very, you know, I'd say it's male-dominated in a lot of ways. In Japan, the percentage of women is a lot higher. I don't know how it is in Alberta, Canada. But, you know, I think it's something special where, you know, whether you're a man or a woman, that you can make it in this opportunity. It's just so often that women are, you know, tend to be attracted to the home parties with the products and the skincare and the things that they can touch and feel. And most of them never really grasp the full benefits of what it is to actually have residual income. And you came here not knowing this is what you wanted to do, and you've built up an incredible story, incredible successful business, not just in down there in the Houston area, but in other markets that Ambit is participating in. And just since this is your first time on the call, we really would like to hear a little bit about, you know, kind of your story of how you got here and then how you started your Ambit Energy business.
Absolutely, absolutely. Well, you know, again, the fact that I'm on this side of the call tonight, it's a proof to everybody here, especially those that are starting their business, that everything is possible. So if you can take anything from this call, if you're new, please remember these words. I remember listening to this call so many Sundays without ever thinking it would be possible for me to be on this side. So I can't wait to hear your story one day once you get interviewed by rock stars and people you admire and respect, just like the Amuetos or anybody else. And to answer your question, Richard, well, when I started this, I was working in the oil and gas industry. I was a journalist in Venezuela, and I was getting started in America. It was a little unknown what was going to happen with my life, the situation in the country, trying to get my family together. And I thought, you know, corporate was going to solve my life because that's all I knew. My family were all part of the oil and gas industry. And while I was there, somebody told me that they knew I liked New York a lot and that I could start a business, that I could work in New York. And that's how they got my attention. But then when I was getting ready to go to one meeting, a friend of mine, we were having dinner, and she tells me, where are you going now? And they say, well, you know, this person invited me to take a look at something. It's here in South Houston. And she was like, oh, Maria, you have to be careful. They're going to tell you to sell electricity. Don't go. And, you know, I always take that as a revolving door moment, because the easiest part would have been to say, oh, no, zero interest in electricity, working as a marketing coordinator in the oil and gas industry, zero interest. But, you know, I had given my word, so I had to be there just to be there and then say no. And once I was there, Richard, I can lie to you, when I saw the residual chart, I just couldn't stop thinking about it. You know, it was something that stuck in my mind, because I realized I didn't have a plan B and that I was very corporate-minded. You know, I didn't think of any other options, even though I wanted them. I didn't have the courage to think of myself as an entrepreneur, because I was barely getting back on my feet as an immigrant. So I thought that was something that could happen 10, 20 years from that moment. And, you know, after that, the rest is history. I decided to try it. Back then, it was even more the investment. I was afraid of that part. But I said, you know, if this is meant to be, God, please help me. I hope it's not a lie, because my heart, you know, stopped when I saw that residual chart. And if I can just do a little bit of that, I'll be fine. And, you know, after a year, I replaced my income from the oil and gas industry, and I was able to walk away from that job right on time. I always say that God must love me a lot, because months later, the prices of the oil went down, and a lot of my previous coworkers lost their job. And being a marketing coordinator, I'm positive I would have lost my job as well. That's one of the departments they swipe, the first get rid of in times of crisis. So that's a little bit of my story. You know, along the way, I met this wonderful person who sat at a training next to me. And before I knew it, we were talking. And before I knew it, you know, we were dating. And before I knew it, we were sharing our life together. And you know, he's national consultant Bobby Ames, and it's been wonderful just to see each other grow and challenge ourselves, you know, see us in so many different scenarios that everybody go through. I hope everybody know on this call that we're humans, you know, because that's something we forget about when we look for mentors, for leaders. We go through challenges as well, and just the fact that we, you know, stay together just as the leaders have showed us, and you know, with God's help always, it's just been incredible to look back and see how many people we have helped and how many people have helped us along the way. That's the short version of my story.
Well, I love that story, Maria. Hey, it's Mary. I finally got on. Such a challenge.
I love to hear
me
you, Mary.
I love hearing about your story, because you certainly have shown some real perseverance in the face of, you know, just all the obstacles that you've had to go through. And I love the Ambit love story that you and Bobby have. You know, you talked mm-hmm. about, you know, growing yourself, and I've watched you over the years grow yourself to an incredible leader in Ambit and obviously in your life. What really has shaped you the most, whether it be speakers or authors or mentors, in your own personal growth journey? Because I always tell people that, you know, Ambit Energy really is a personal growth and development program mm-hmm. with a compensation mm-hmm. plan. So what would you say has really been instrumental for you in your growth?
Ooh, I can go, you know, I can go on and on, but I have to say I've always been a reader, you know, of course, being a journalist. So, of course, it starts by people that have, whose life has impacted me. You know, we have Maya Angelou, we have Frida Kahlo, we have Malala Yousafzai, which is a Pakistani activist for female education. I have always had interest in people that fight for a cause, even when they have everything against them. You know, of course, I have to mention the Bible. I think all answers are there for me. Sometimes when I feel lost, I go there, and I have read it from other authors. And then when I see, oh, no, it's in the Bible. Everything's there. John Maxwell, Rhonda Byrne with The Secret. I mean, Jim George with one of my favorite books. And I would suggest it for everybody. If you share, you know, our faith or, you know, whatever you believe in, I feel like it will make a huge impact. It's called A Leader After God's Own Heart. I always go and revisit, and I have some quotes are highlighted. That has definitely shaped my journey. And of course, the authors we have heard about in Ambit, Darren Hardy, you know, Stephen Covey. I also get mentorship. Mary, I have to tell you, not only on the business part with the incredible leaders we have and mentors in Ambit Energy, but also in my personal life is somebody who is out of Ambit. She's in Venezuela. She's a therapist. She's a life coach. She's a psychologist. And I just like to talk to her for an hour every week just to, you know, be grounded and understand myself better and the challenges of people, because we deal with people. You know, we are connecting with so many people every single day, and it could be so easy to get dragged by all the energies and personalities and, you know, the moods. And I feel like that has made a huge, huge impact in me, especially in the last months. And I also have to say that when you have a leadership like the ones you, both of you, Richard and Mary offer, and all our top leaders, that's something that it has to shape you. You know, I have learned to learn from everybody. You know, I don't have to agree with everything. That's the beauty of this business. But I always see something positive out of everybody, because if they're there, it's for a reason. You know, just to mention a few that crossed my mind, I don't know, the wisdom of Brian McClure, his experience, the tenacity of Ray Money, for example, every time he speaks, you know, the passion of Chris Atkinson, the persistence of Debbie, the loyalty of Tip Thompson, you know, the gratitude of Philip Eckard, what else? The family values, of course, of the Thompson family, of you, the Mueros, you know, the personal growth you see in so many leaders, the Masons. There's so many values, so many things that we see, the resilience of Peggy and Ernie Forrest. You know, people that have gone through so many things and they always have something to teach and to offer. That's something that I take as a gift, and that's why I'm one of those that take notes. I really try to see that out of everybody, and I feel that after I started that perspective, that has made my business grow. And I hope everybody who is here and don't know or are not familiar with the names I just mentioned, I just hope you give yourself the opportunity to learn from all of them, from everybody in Ambit, because it's amazing where you can learn the value that could be added to your life and then that you can pass to others just because you took the time to learn from them. So, I mean, I can just go on and on, Mary, but that's my short answer.
I love that. I mean, in that little bit of time, you nailed so many great nuggets of people in books and things that you've read. And I just want to point out to people that Maria just rattled that off and it didn't even take her any thought to think of authors and books and people that inspired her, that's transformed her, that's shaped her as a leader. And you really want to get to a place where you're like that, where you've read so voraciously, you've got people that inspire you so much that you just know where you get inspiration from, where you've gotten growth and development from. And if you're not in that place where you can rattle off that kind of knowledge, then you've got to up your game in personal growth, because if you don't grow yourself in this business, it's impossible to grow your business. One thing I did have a question for you, Maria, is you mentioned a book, A Leader After God's Own Heart. I'm sure other people have the question because I do. Who's the author of that book?
It's Jim George.
Jim George?
I think it's only him on the book, but I think he co-authors a lot of books with his wife. I think it's Margaret, I think it's her name. But yeah, Jim George, A Leader After God's Own Heart. It's incredible. I have it in Spanish, so it took me a little bit to think about it, the title in English. But
yeah,
it is just
awesome.
With me. And it's been with me in so many moments of my life that I have to give credit to that. Absolutely.
That's awesome. So I've known you for a long time now. You've been, I don't even know how many years you've been in Ambit, but I remember meeting you back when we had our Houston meetings on 59 by Sharpstown Mall. I remember way back in the day. So you've been in Ambit for a while. What's been your either most favorite memory in Ambit or the turning point for you in your Ambit business?
Woo! Well, I always like to split it in two. Either in the personal side, of course, when I met Bobby, because I brought a family, the family that I don't have here in this country, you know, it brought it to my life. And, you know, I think of it and it even makes me emotional if it would have been another way. But business-wise, I would say that, you know, this is something I don't get to share a lot, so I'm going to open up about it. There was a couple of months that I was really down in my business about 4 years ago, because the situation in my home country was extremely bad. It still is. But back then, we were losing a lot of lives, people in riots. And, you know, some of them, people I knew, you know, friends, family, it's hard. And you're here while you're there. Your mind is there. Your heart is there. And I had to go through all these emotional challenges and still go to the meetings and try to show, you know, a smile and show the best version of myself. And for a while, I was just out of focus and I couldn't, you know, show people how great this opportunity was. You know, whenever I tried, I just didn't come across the right way. So I didn't see growth personally, you know, in that sense. But then all in a sudden, I get my residual check and it had increased by 30-35%. And I thought it was a mistake. So I even called corporate just to make sure, you know, the calculations were right, because I was afraid if there was a problem that I wasn't saying anything and then, you know, I had to pay the money back or anything. I just didn't want to get in trouble. And then they told me, no, that's right. Your residual is correct. It's just being very hot in Texas and And that's right. And you know, when I got that, I remember I sat that day, and just as you cry sometimes when you have challenges, I cried that night because I said, what would have happened if I would have said no to this? What would have happened if I would have heard that friend that without knowing it, she said to not go, that it was better to not go because they were going to tell me to sell electricity. I mean, I wouldn't have seen that. I wouldn't been able to just take that time to help my people in my home country, or to devote some time to help others while my business is still growing. So that definitely was a moment that made me realize that I had to work my business even harder, even more professionally. And that's why, you know, over time, that has earned my loyalty. Just as the company has been loyal to me in my difficult moments, you know, I have to be loyal to them, because I just haven't seen anything else out there. Nothing like that would pay me even more when I'm going through difficulties.
You know, I loved when you were answering the question for Mary about, you know, as far as, you know, the personal growth and the books and everything. I mean, you touched on so many other things there about, which was a question I was going to ask you, but you've already answered it. It was, you know, how do you stay on track? And the obvious answer is you hang around the right people. And you guys have, you know, clearly done that. But the other thing also that's kind of, you know, I didn't move to this country. I was born in this country. My father moved to this country from Argentina when he was 17 years old with a sixth grade education. So I got the benefits of being a child of an immigrant father. And my dad had a work ethic like no one else. And fortunately, that was able to transfer me. If there was one gift or skill that I was blessed with to come into this company with, was that I did have a work ethic. What was it for you? I know you've got an incredible work ethic, but what do you think is coming to this country? Because, you know, people that are born here, and if they've been here for second generation, third generation, whatever, they can't understand why when someone moves to this country and they're an adult and all of a sudden they become successful and then they haven't. What do you think that is inside of you?
You know, we are hungry. And sometimes it's a metaphor, of course, because like I said, we are here, but sometimes our heart and our mind is somewhere else, and we wonder, how would those family or friends or, you know, people we know would leave if they had an opportunity like this one in that country? And, you know, that's what gets me busy. Even when I feel, you know, those days that I feel guilty, that I'm getting comfortable, I think of everybody who is, you know, has earned a diploma and they are engineers and doctors and all of that in all those countries, and they make $300 a month when you convert the currency. And then we're here and we can do that in a couple of bonuses. So, you know, it's about putting things in perspective. And I think sometimes when you're from somewhere else, you get to see that no matter what happens, no matter how many, you know, challenges this country goes through, it's still the country of opportunity. It's still a blessed land that allows so many people build their dreams. Of course, yeah, sometimes I know there are challenges. I know that. I have gone through that. But if you go to some of those other countries, you realize that when we got to think about how to pay for just personal things, how to pay for soap, how to pay for shampoo, how to pay just for drinking water, it's just, you know, it's just, again, it just makes you appreciate what we have here even more and just do more. And sometimes it's not even about just money, because, of course, we tend to associate success with money. But to me, a successful day is every day that you either learn something, then you impacted somebody, or that somebody impacted you. That means a value was exchanged. That means you're growing, and that's going to lead into prosperity somehow. And that's it, Richard. You know, we're hungry. We know what it is to not have that these type of opportunities. So when we have them, we just take them and we don't look back.
Yeah, I love that, Maria. You know, One thing I love about you is you are not going to waste an opportunity. You're just going to squeeze the lemon out of whatever opportunity is in front of you, and I think that's probably one of your driving forces that makes you so successful. I think I tell people all the time, if you're going to take out time from your family, you need to make the most of it, and you certainly make the most of your opportunity because you are away from your family and you're not going to squander the opportunity. You know, one thing I've loved about you is you're a very strong woman. You're a beautiful woman, but there's so much depth in you. I'm so glad that we got to interview you so people in Ambit Land get a taste of who you are and the depth of your love for people. You know, this business, we don't have a whole lot of strong women growing their business yet. We've got a lot of up-and-coming women. What would you say specifically to the women about building their Ambit business?
Oh, well, get surrounded by leaders like you. Get surrounded by women that have done it. And, of course, learn from males, from everybody. But when you see women that have paved the road, you realize, you know, it's all there. For women, I would say that we have equality. You know, we have the same compensation plan, and it's for everybody in spite of the gender, and there's no limitations and in the target or the money, and that's not something we can say in other companies, you know, when they offer a specific product. The fact that this is really for everybody, it widens the possibility to build just an empire. It doesn't matter if you're a mother of seven or you're a single mom or if you're single. It's the fact that we don't have the glass ceiling just because we are women. And again, if we haven't put that into perspective, I really suggest getting into reading about Malala, M-A-L-A-L-A, Malala Yousafzai, which is, again, the person I mentioned when you ask me about people that have shaped my mindset. She's a Pakistani activist, and, you know, they didn't have education. They thought in that culture that they didn't deserve education just because they were women. And when you have people fighting, when you have people risking their life because they just want to offer that to women, they want that equality, and we have it here, that makes us appreciate it even more. So if you're a woman and you're in this call, if you are a man and you have so many wonderful females that you know want more out of life, this is definitely the right place to be. You just have to pick your mentors, get to know them, pick their brain. That's why they're doing these calls. Look how busy Mary and Richard are. You know, they have family, they have a successful business, and they are devoting their time to do this. It's because they want you to see success as well. And that, I would say, that's all you got to do. You can't say that about corporate, you know, all the time, that you could earn the same income or other industries, but you certainly do that in Ambit Energy. It's the same compensation plan for everybody.
You know, it's been really such a privilege to watch you flourish in this business. And, you know, I'm always grateful for this opportunity, not just because of the lifestyle it's given us, but because it brings great people into our lives, whether it's downline, personally sponsored, crossline, you know, and you and Bobby obviously are two of our favorite people in Ambit. So I just want you to know that it's just been a privilege to watch you. If you don't know this, you are an incredible inspiration to so many women in Ambit. And I guess one last question is just, what final thoughts do you want to leave with everyone?
Well, again, thank you for those words. I you know, this is a little emotional for me because all of you have made such a huge impact that I don't think I could even start to explain when I sat sometimes in a corner just taking notes in trainings or events. And, you know, I realize that everybody has a special time to spread their wings. And when you're not even looking for that and you're just focusing on learning, it happens. It's just, it flows naturally. I just got to leave everybody with this thought. You know, if you stay here, if you learn from the best, it will happen to you as well. I hope you take that from my story. You know, six years ago, I would have thought of all these things of success from home and the interviews and getting a Pure Energy Award. That's why my knees were shaking. There's so many things that still make you realize there is a lot of room to grow, a lot of room to grow. But when people see that you're genuine, when people see that you are good-hearted, that you mean well, that you're not focused on just comparing yourself to others, but to add people to others, and you stay on track, if you do that, it will happen to you financially, it will happen to you personally. Just stay. I really believe this is the best time to build this business, because we're barely getting to hear about other new countries, and I can't wait until this is way bigger and we get to mention even more countries. So this is the time to shape yourself to be that leader that everybody around the world want to follow, to be that person that is going to give hope to so many people that live in other markets and other countries where they don't have opportunities like this one, and you will be the one who will change their life for generations to come. I think that's all I can say to them. And, you know, just stay humble and keep learning, and always, always be grateful. And that's how I feel, Richard and Mary, about you and about every person I have crossed paths with, even either to teach me something or either to teach me even something about myself. Because every time I go through certain experiences with somebody, it always teaches me something about myself. And to me, that's priceless. So thank you. Thank you so much for everything you have done in my life and in other people's life.
You're very sweet. Just great job tonight. I really do think that if people were listening, they probably would have picked up on these four nuggets. One would be work ethic. If you don't understand what that is, you start reading about leaders, books, that people that have come to this country and had to make something out of nothing, develop that hunger that you really need. The other is be around the right people in this company. I mean, I'm so grateful and so blessed, and I have so many quotes of different leaders in the early years of this company that shaped and developed Mary and I's entire business to date, that we still are transferring that training to new consultants today. And then personal growth. If you're not doing anything around personal growth, it's going to be hard to grow your income. And if you grow your income without personal growth, there's probably a predictable path that you'll lose it. We've seen that happen time and time again in the world. The other is trust the process. Everyone's going through a process when they start this business. Your journey is your journey. You're not in a competition game with anyone. You're in the competition game with yourself. You go look at the man or woman in the mirror, and you ask yourself, are you doing everything you can to become successful in this business and be everything that you want to be for yourself and your family? And you can't lie to yourself. You can try. You can lie to others, but you cannot lie to yourself no matter what you do. And it's just so great when you get to have a leader like Maria, who comes in and believes and trusts and lets herself become what God intended for her to be, which is a voice for millions of people. And I can't wait to see what the next 10 years look like for you and your future, and your future with Bobby. So it's just, again, thank you so much for being on the call tonight. You're amazing. And, you know, we'll have this recording up. I know Bear will talk about that. I just want to leave with a couple other things Bear touched on in the beginning, but I know people dial in, they miss some of the intro stuff, is if you're not registered for Power Trip and you don't know what Power Trip is, go to ambitpowertrip.com and get yourself, if you're in around that area of Scranton, Pennsylvania, it's going to be a dynamic event. It's the only events outside of corporate events that the co-founders go to and allow themselves to be interviewed or get questioned by the consultants. You could be a marketing consultant, you could be a national consultant, doesn't matter. They'll take your question. It doesn't have to pass through legal. It just goes straight directly to them. And then the other is, if you're not registered for simulcast, get yourself handled. Get that done now. Plant your flag in the future that you know you're going to be here and you're going to be building this business, because you're not going to get anyone on your team to follow you if you haven't planted your flag in the future. So go to events.ambitenergy.com, events.ambitenergy.com. If you're in the Dallas area or driving distance of 4 hours or so, make sure that you check out ambitvelocity.com. We've got an event on October 20th with local leaders from around the state as well that will be attending that event. Sounds like there's a lot of people that are plugging in for Illumination happening in Texas, and I apologize I missed the date on that, so I'm going to let Bear or Maria pop back in and give some details on that, because I'm assuming that there's still tickets available for that as well. So, Bear or Maria, do you have the details for the Illumination event?
I don't have it handy. I don't have the calendar with me. So if you go to team526.b, team526.b's, that's where they keep all the updated information.
Okay, sounds great. I apologize. I wasn't prepared for that one. So, guys, I appreciate that. Kind of puts a wrap on this. Thank you again. And, Bear, will you please take it over?
Thank you, guys. Excellent call. And for those – I'm sorry, Mary, go ahead.
No, this is Maria. I was just saying thank you again for this incredible opportunity. It's been an honor.
Absolutely, absolutely. Folks, if you want to hear this call again, there are two ways that you can do it. First of all, give us a couple of days, and you can go to topambitleaders.com. Once again, topambitleaders.com. Look under the Sunday Night Business Builder calls. It'll be archived there, and you'll be able to see it. Also, if you're on Facebook, someone is going to post a link to this call that you can just, you know, use that link and listen to the call again. So just keep your eyes open for it. It's going to happen. I want to thank all of you guys for being on the call. We'll see you next Sunday night. I'm going to open the lines, and you can say thanks to Maria and to Mary and Richard as well. Hold on just a moment.
This session is no longer being